Energy FM. Love it. Play it.
Energy. It's the Energy FM Sports Review, and it is football this week. I'm joined in the studio by lads from St George's, Callum Morrissey, Neil Brogan, and Lee Dixon. And first of all, Neil, player of the season.
Yeah, it's been a great season, a long season as well, especially with the Ireland games coming up and stuff. And to be honest, I was a bit surprised to get player of the year as well. It's the first time Ann Garrett's phoned me without asking me for money. Yeah, I was a bit surprised, especially with the lads scoring, the amount of goals they have in the team, and it's a great achievement for myself for being a defender as well. So, yeah, well happy with that.
Well, fantastic, and congratulations for that. And lads, St George's have had one hell of a season.
Obviously, this is my first year up there. I went up there because a lot of the challenge work with good players, and we started off pre-season. We started speaking about the Grand Slam from the beginning in terms of our preparation. Unfortunately, we've just missed out this season, but it gives us somewhere to go next year. But the application of the lads and training and throughout the year has been fantastic. It's just unfortunate that we're missing Neil for the old boys game, and it could have been the difference to get us over the line.
How frustrating throughout the team was the FA Cup defeat?
Oh, it was a killer, because obviously at that time we thought old boys would probably go on and win it. It made it even more frustrating when they ended up getting beat by Laxey in the next round. But straight away after the game, the lads were absolutely shell-shocked, and it took a little bit to get over, I think. But, you know, in some ways it might be a good thing, because it might drive us on next year and keep that challenge there for getting back together pre-season and working even harder next season.
So there's a threat to get even better over the summer?
Definitely, yeah. There's always got to be some challenge. We spoke a lot about not conceding goals all season, and we've managed to break the record. We broke the scoring record in one game. Now, really, the only thing left for them to do is to go on and be unbeaten all season in the league and not drop any points, which has never been done before.
I think one of the highlights of your season was the 24-0 win over Douglas Royals. How was that game? Because we had the Royals boys in a few weeks ago, and they were having a bit of a laugh and a joke about it, to be honest. But from your side, how was it?
Oh, for me, it was great. I scored 10, but they put me down 9 in the paper. they always seem to do. I think Bassey's behind that. But to be honest, I know they had a few players missing, and a few players, because it was the end of their season, had left and stuff. But we went into that game with the same attitude we've gone into every game this year. And I think that's why, even when we were sort of 15-0 up, we carried on pounding them. And that's what we've done against every team this year, even if we've been 1-0 up against Peel or 1-0 up against Laxey. That's why we've ended up smoking every team we've played. Just having that attitude, just, you know, pretending we're playing United every game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just going to ask you that. I mean, 4-5, 6-0 up, most teams would surely take the foot straight off the gas, but 24-0, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we actually missed a lot of chances in that game as well, like you say. Probably about another 10. But no, it was a strange game to play, and it just seemed to be every time that they took kick off, we were just in their face and then just determined to get the ball back and get it in the back of the net. And then it was funny, once it got 10, 11, it was getting a bit silly then, but we kept going anyway.
Yeah, and of course you played them not long after that, and that was 15-0.
Yeah, credit to them for getting a better defence in. But it didn't help that their best player, one of their better players, actually walked off after the first 10 minutes when we played them in the 25-0 game.
Plus they were kicking for touch and going down injured when they were 1-0 down with about 2 minutes on the clock. That obviously didn't help us trying to beat our scoring record.
Early doors in the season, I think at the start of the season, Castletown gave you a bit of a scare. And was that a bit of a wake-up call?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a wake-up call. I mean, we knew we had the players and we had the attitude, and we had Dicko and Stolen a good mental attitude in us. But I think we played 3 at the back that day, which a lot of us were a bit unfamiliar with. It was a bit untried and tested. But to be fair to Castletown, they held on, and they were the only team really at that stage to take points off us all season, apart from Peel, obviously, recently.
And before I unleash John on you for the next half an hour, game of the season for you boys, what would you say it was? Which was your favourite 90 minutes?
I would say, from my perspective, it's probably Peel in the Railway Cup final down at Ramsey, because at that point, everything could have gone up in smoke with regards to the Grand Slam there and there. But to go down to Peel against down to Ramsey against Peel, who were probably the team who we most feared at that time,
yeah,
and actually do what we did to them was really, really ruthless. And it sort of laid down the marker for everyone else for the rest of the season and what it was going to take to beat us.
For me, it was probably a week when at the start of the season they did the games during the week, and we played Rushen down at Rushen, and we had everybody, just team effort that day, and everybody played really, really well, and we beat them like 5 or 6-0. But then we thought it was a great result until like everybody was doing that to them at the start of the season. So
Mine was probably the old boys game in the league when at one stage they were only 3 points behind us, and I think if we would have lost that day, we'd have been level with them. So that was a massive game, and we beat them 4-1. I don't think they knew what hit them that day, and I think that's what sewed up the league for us that game.
You're listening to Energy FM.